Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Well, we have a new problem, and Ontario Police Department is even warning residents about it thanks to a new social media trend, the door-kicking challenge. How dumb is this?
Is it exactly what it sounds like visually? I'm thinking you go to a front door and you kick it.
That's exactly what it is. Yep, somebody started this on social media. It was a TikTok trend where in the middle of the night, you go to somebody's door, you kick it. Sometimes you wake them up. Sometimes you do door damage to the door, but all in all, you're going to get yourself in trouble. And that's what Ontario PD is doing. They're saying, hey, if you're going to try this in our city, just know we're going to come after you and we are going to find you.
I would be livid.
Yeah.
These are the moments where I need to like learn to control my emotions, because if there were some like punk kids coming up to my door, kicking the door, and I just happen to be up and see you, we might be sharing a jail cell.
Well, here's the other thing is, okay, everybody pretty much, we'll say 90% of people, have a Ring camera. You're gonna get caught.
Smart.
They're going to have video of you doing this. And if the police departments are already getting wind of it, like, come on. And I know it happened, I want to say like September of last year, there were a couple cases of this in Orange County. And when it first started, they were like, yeah, it's like a more violent version of ding dong ditching. I don't care. It's not ding-dong ditching. We're not back in the 90s anymore. Like, don't come kick my door. Otherwise, there's a good chance you're going to get kicked.
Yeah. If you want to, you know, if you want to ding-dong ditch, sure, go ahead. But don't do it in Ukiah, because we just learned there's that soliciting thing. You knock or you ding that door, cops are coming for you.
Well, and don't do any kicking in Ontario, because they're going to come after you.
Bada bing.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
New year, same old toxic me. I realized over the Christmas break that I do have a very bad toxic trait. I am one of those people, I'll see somebody with something, I'm like, I want it. I need to go have one. I've been on a spin out now because one of my friends at the river had the Yeti Camino bag. It's a bag, literally, it's all it is. But I was like, oh, it's so cool. And she's like, yeah, look, it has dividers and it holds your water here and all the beach towels. And I was like, I gotta have one now. I've been on a spin out trying to find the right color and size of this Camino bag just because I saw my friend had one.
Is it Yeti, the same brand that makes the coolers?
Yep.
And is it a?
It's not a cooler bag. It's just a bag. It was like the big, last year was the bog bag, and I got one of those for baseball because it's sturdy and easy to clean.
Almost sounds like a giant like beach bag that you would
pretty
carry
much
a whole bunch of stuff in.
Just a very expensive beach bag.
And why do you think you need it?
I don't know. That's the worst part. I literally was like online shopping. I'm like, do I need another bag? No. I have a whole section of my closet that is nothing but bags. I have two of the bog bags. I don't need another bag, but in my head, I saw my friend with it and it looked really cool. So now I need one.
Is it like a feeling of FOMO that you're not like trendy? I mean, if you have so many bags, why is it now this bag?
I think that's what it is. It was the viral moment that everybody got the Camino bag and I was like, I missed out on it. I need to get one now.
Those viral moments too. I remember when the whole Trader Joe's thing came about. We had to drive over there two separate times to make sure you got your bag.
And guess where those are? In the same corner where I would put this bag.
So I think we should take this as it's a time to learn.
No, I think we should take this as a time to help each other.
Look, it was just the holidays. You spent a whole bunch of money. Maybe we start saving. I'm trying to be like your life coach here.
Yeah.
You don't
need. Don't do it. You don't get paid enough for that.
Another bag.
Okay, just to make me feel better, was there something that you saw someone else have and you were like, ooh, I need one?
If there was, I want to know how expensive it was too. If there was, 1-888-431-3764. You can call or text us. What was that item you just had to have after you saw it?
The viral sensation. You just have to have it. And it's not just me. Went up to the river with some friends over the holiday break. I saw my friend have this super cute Yeti Camino bag. As soon as I saw it, I came home and I've been Googling it like crazy. I got to get one now just because I saw it and I liked it. It's so toxic.
What's the value of this thing?
Depends on which size. Are you looking at the Yeti Camino 20?
I'm looking at whatever one you're looking at.
Okay, well, the little one, it ranges about $150. And then the bigger one is like 150, 160.
How about this? You had previously talked about you having a whole bunch of bags that are just sitting in your closet.
Right. Okay.
Do any of those have any value?
Probably not.
I was going to say, try and sell those bags to make the money for your new bag.
No, see, that's just too logical for me. I just see it and I want it. And I'm not the only one, thankfully.
How does your husband do it?
I don't know. I think that's why he ignores me most of the time. 951, and I thought this was actually a text message from you, says it was a Stanley Cup. I saw everybody had it. And I had to get one. But then they went in the full spiral of cups because there has been like a whole like string of them. It was a Stanley. And they said they went to the Hyro jug. Now we have the Owala cup. This person says right now we currently have over 10 Stanleys sitting in my cabinet.
I'd have to jump on board with that one because there would be this trend of there's a new mug that comes out every, could have been every year. Where it was the Yeti, the Stanley, the whatever like the next one was.
Right.
And it's like, oh, well, maybe I need that one. So I understand your bag dilemma here.
It's the TikTok thing. You see it and you're like, wait, that looks really cool. Hold on. Everybody has it. It's sold out. I need one.
They know exactly how to target you.
They do. 951 says Carhartt everything. I saw this Western TikTok and now I'm hooked. I've bought everything from the hoodies to the beanies. And Carhartt has a lot of really cute things that isn't just like the standard like Carhartt work jacket.
And shout out to Carhartt because I was never like really in the know about Carhartt until I go to Lowe's a lot by our house. Carhartt now has a full on shopping section, like clothes racks, the vests, the pants, the shirts, the flannels. And I find myself going in there to get, you know, something to fix a sprinkler. But all of a sudden you see me going, let's see, medium, need a large. And let's see, I need the red. I might be a Carhartt fan now.
And I like that you were trying to help me out with your good energy being my life coach. But I think I need the 562 in my life. They texted and said, get the bag. I just Googled it. It holds your cup. Oh, my gosh. I'm sold. I'm getting one, too.
Toxic energy is flowing in here today.
That's what I need in my life. 562, what color are you getting? Maybe we can, like, get a BOGO.
This is so bad.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Thanks to my six-year-old, I am now scared to fly. I've told you before, I think Colt, like, sees things. And they say, like, little kids have that, you know, they're more open to spirits and things like that. Last night, I tell him, hey, you know, mommy's got to fly out. I'm going to be going to Portland. Full-on tears. Ugh. Mommy, don't get on the plane.
Poor guy.
Don't do it. Can you drive to Portland instead? And I was like, no, baby, I have to fly. He's like, how do we make sure you don't get on that plane? And in the back of my head, I was like, why are you so worried about me getting on a plane? I'm like, well, my plane's going down.
This was more so, you know, it's not me missing mommy. It's mommy don't get on the plane. I thought it was, oh, I don't want you to go because I want you to be home. I'll miss you. But
I think that's part of it. But he is terrified for me to get on this plane.
Verbatim using the word airplane, don't get on the plane.
Don't get on the plane. He even said, can I call your boss so that you don't have to go? And I said, no, baby, like mommy has to go to work, but it's a quick trip. I will be right back. And he's like, don't do it, mom. Start driving tonight. I'm like, oh my gosh. In the back of my head, I'm like, well, this is it. He has this premonition. Something's going to happen to my plane.
He's never been on a plane before.
He hasn't. And I think that's part of it is that he doesn't really know what happens. And I tried to explain to him, I said, baby, it's very safe to fly. And last time I went to Portland, I took videos so that I could show him.
Smart.
And be like, look it, this is what happens. This is when the plane goes up. And this is mommy in the plane. You can see I'm getting ready to land. And no, was not having it. Meanwhile, Carter, my 10-year-old, he's like, so you're going to bring back souvenirs?
Totally different mentality.
Yeah. He's like, have a safe flight, but don't forget, I like the Oregon Ducks. I'm like, okay, kid.
Well, maybe that's just him being a little bit older and he knows, he gets the idea of what airplanes are and they're a little bit safer and Colt's still learning that. Did he see a movie or something to where maybe planes scared him?
I don't know. And I don't know where the fear has come from, but yeah, he now has me terrified to get on the plane.
Okay. Well, you got, what, you leave Friday, Thursday? Tomorrow?
I leave Saturday? Tomorrow night.
Who knows what day? I mean, if you do start driving now, I'm starting to think.
I even tried to change his mind. I said, baby, don't you want a souvenir? Like brother, you know, brother wants something from the Ducks. I can go, you know, get you something too. And he's like, okay, maybe. I'm like, okay, maybe I should ship it back though, because if it's on the plane, it might not make it.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. You've got problems? They've got answers. Kelly and Anthony's DM Dilemma.
Not solving the world's problems, but solving the IE problems. That's what we do on Wednesdays. Anytime you have a problem, slide into our DMs. We will blast on the radio and try and get you the best help, just like Mark did. That's not his real name. Here's what Mark said, though. Hey, I wanted to write in on this DM dilemma thing. I got a girl who I just started seeing, and she's constantly texting me to let me know that she made it to wherever she's going. Feels like a little too much for me. Should I cut bait now?
Mm-hmm. Kel, let me ask you.
Okay.
You one of those that when you, let's say you got to work this morning,
mm-hmm.
you text an Art, hey, babe, made it. Have a great day.
No.
You don't?
I don't.
Oh, that, no way.
No.
Okay, well, that's
we're not that couple.
Well, you know what? I guess it's different here because if he's wondering if you made it or not, he could just turn on the radio and see if he's here.
Even when I go out with my girlfriends, I don't. I'm not like, hey, made it to the bar, leaving the bar. We're not that couple. It's like, I'll be home or I'm not.
I'll see you or maybe I won't.
Yeah. Why are you
That's
guys?
Crazy.
Do
yes.
Do you text Lori when you get to work?
100%. And even though she's still sleeping. And how nice is that? That's the first thing you wake up to. Well, it might be the crying baby that she wakes up to.
Yeah.
But to see my name on her phone to know that I am at my destination safely. Now, I won't text her if I'm going up the street real quick for a quick little grocery run or who knows what. But if it were, you know, if I was in your shoes and it was like a guy's night and I'm driving out to who knows where and maybe I'm sitting in the car waiting for my buddies to show up, I'll shoot her a text. Hey, babe, you know, just parked, got here, all's good.
Okay, but here's the other side of that. You guys are married. According to Mark, they just started seeing each other. So for her to be like, hey, made it here. Like, I could see from Mark's point of view that being a little much. Like, okay, cool, have fun.
I think maybe that's how she was raised and that's kind of what she does in her family. So, and obviously she cares a lot about Mark and wants to let him know, hey, just so you know, I'm good. I don't think there's anything wrong with checking it. And I don't think that's like, oh, that's stage 5 clinger. There's nothing bad. There's
texting to tell him
if
that
was if it was constant in the sense of she walks down the hall to go to the bathroom. Hey, made it. Okay, that's
the word he
that's
uses.
That's a little much.
Is constantly, which makes me think she might be a stage 5 clinger.
I think he's a little dramatic. I think that's a really sweet thing for her to do. And you know what she needs to do? Maybe go find a different guy.
Well, it's not up to us. It's up to the IE. What do you think about the DM dilemma? Is this a little much? Should Mark cut bait or is she just being courteous? Give us a call or send us a text at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. Oh, is that your phone going off? Oh, she's drinking milk? Okay. Oh, she's going to go take her plate to the dishwasher?
You're
is
ridiculous.
That what's
You're
going
ridiculous.
On? It's a DM dilemma. Mark, not his real name, sent us a message. He started dating this woman, and she will constantly let him know when she gets to her destination.
What a thoughtful thing to do. Sorry, just had to say that.
Which he thinks is a little overboard. I tend to agree. But then again, that's just the type of couple that Art and I are. We're not the, hey, checking in, I made it, unless it's like a big trip or something like that, which Ashley from Harupa Valley texts in, says the only time I will check in with my husband is if I'm going to the bar to let him know I made it here and I'm on my way home.
That's a great place to do it.
But I'm not going to be like, hey, honey, going to the grocery store. To the grocery store. Leaving the grocery store, currently in aisle 7. Like, that's just not us.
You make it so... No. Okay, text from the 909 says, been married to my wife for 34 years. We've always let each other know when we get to our destination. It's okay if you don't feel the need to do that, but in this case, I'm with Anthony. She needs to dump him because Mark, in this DM dilemma, used the word, was it annoying? He made it sound like it was an inconvenience to him.
He didn't say annoying. He said she's constantly... And it feels like a little much.
Well, the way that the word constantly is being used in this context is negative. I think how ridiculous to think that somebody is so sweet and they're thinking about you and want you to let them know, like, hey, all is good. I'm here.
They just started dating.
So you care a lot when you start dating someone. Imagine dating somebody that you just are crazy about, which I know you still like your husband.
Sometimes.
I still love my wife, but
Cecil in Pinyon Hills, what do you think about the DM dilemma?
So being married to somebody who came from that family, you have to like embrace it, and it's not stage 5 clinger. It's just like a safety thing, like, hey, I'm checking in, like, love you, thinking about you. So I've been married like 14 years and 18 total, and that's like their thing in that family.
Did she do it when you were dating though, like early on, like, hey, just want to let you know I made
100%.
It
we also like when we were dating, it was 80 miles one way, doorstep to doorstep. So it was very much like, hey, I made it.
I get that. That's a long distance.
But what does the distance have to do with it?
Because there's more chance for something to happen. It's not like, hey, going to Applebee's up the street, going to go get Mark's at Chili's.
There could easily be something happening at the intersection right before the Applebee's.
I don't know.
If you're going to Applebee's, which if I plug it in on my phone and it's, you know, 2 minutes away, and I don't know, maybe I don't hear from you for a couple hours. Granted, I know you're there, but still, I'm like, did she even make it? I would still like to know.
Check my Instagram. You know I did.
You're always at Applebee's.
Down the street with the boys, I would check in. Down the street to pick up Applebee's to bring it home, not checking in.
All right. 909 says, my boyfriend and I have been checking in with each other since we started dating. We're going on 4 years now. However, we limit the check-ins to late night outings, long drive destinations, or a change in work schedule. Maybe Mark just needs to talk to her. And they can agree on the places. Hey, if you're going to XYZ, then we probably need to check in with each other.
Yeah, hey, stop blowing up my phone. Let me know that you're safe because it's just bothering me. Imagine that.
I mean, come on. How often do you check in with Tori, honestly?
If I'm leaving and going somewhere, if she's...
Every time. Going to Home Depot. Made it to Home Depot.
That's my fun place, so I get too excited when I get there and I start shopping for lumber.
Oh, so you don't care about her when you go to Home Depot, is what you're saying?
You are turning the... Mm-hmm. Look, no, it is not... Nope. I think if...
It's only when it's convenient to you.
It works for everybody. If it's just like a quick trip, sometimes I forget and then I'm home in the blink of an eye. So,
but she's home worrying because you didn't send a text message.
If she's worried, she'll text me. Hey, you good? Good.
Courteous or annoying? That's what we're trying to figure out with today's DM dilemma. Mark, not his real name, sent us a message about a girl he recently started to date who he says constantly will text him with her location. Hey, made it. I'm here type of thing. And he says he feels like it's a little too much. He's wondering if he should cut bait.
Yeah. Save her the time because you are wasting it for her.
For her? Okay. I kind of get where he's coming from. But that's not a me person. I am not the type of person. I went out with my girlfriend a couple weeks ago and she was like, hey, since we're here, do you want to text Art and let him know that you made it? And I was like, no. And she's like, really? You guys don't do that? I said, no, that's just not us. Like, we've never been that way since we were dating, but that's her and her husband. When she gets there, made it. When she leaves, we're leaving. That's just not me. And maybe that's Mark. He's just not that type of guy.
Then it sounds like right off the bat, they're not compatible. And they should not be together.
Maybe that's the problem. Danny and Placentia, what do you think about the DM dilemma?
Huge fan of you guys. So I think that she's in the right and the wrong in the sense that we don't know her backstory in the sense of, you know, maybe she was in a relationship where that person told her she needed to check in multiple times. So she felt like that could be the norm. But maybe what I think Mark should do is maybe just talk to her and be like, hey, you know what? Like, I really like you, but you really don't need to check in with me as much as you are. But I do love to hear from you. Kind of like what Anthony's saying, it is nice to get a text from your significant other just to say, hey, look, you know, I'm thinking about you. So I see it both ways. I think Mark just needs to kind of have a conversation with her.
And maybe that's what we're missing. The big thing here is might need a little more communication. You're just starting to date, set those boundaries of like, hey, no, I appreciate this, but maybe we limit it to XYZ.
Correct. Like you were saying, the long distances, that could be it. She's not a stage 5 clinger in the sense because it's like, oh, like you're saying, going down the hall. Oh, I'm going to get food. It's not like an everyday thing. Again, from what was read. But I think it's just a simple communication between each other. Like, hey, look, I really love that you're texting me, but I don't need to know where you're at all times. But I think that would be, you know, fair for her to know before he just drops her without any notice.
And maybe he's looking at this like, this is my way out, too. Maybe he's just not that committed.
Very well could be.
Here's a text from the 951. Says, nope, I don't like this at all. For me, would also be a huge turnoff because eventually she's going to demand him to do the same and constantly check in. Maybe she's trying to set that precedent.
But if it gets to that point and he doesn't want to do that, then why don't you guys just share locations? That way you can just see where he's at and if he's made it or not.
He doesn't want her texting him. She's probably not going to want to share his location.
He sounds like he's just not ready for a relationship, to be completely honest with you. I get it. Everybody like sees this topic differently. But also, how can it be taken, again, like I feel it's coming off negatively that she is just checking in with him. Like Jennifer chimed in on our Instagram page and said, she's just being respectful and courteous, which is rare these days. So if that annoys you, then I think you're the problem.
Maybe. And maybe it's just a different love language. Maybe, you know, he's not one of those people who like wants to constantly text, and maybe she is one who's constantly texting. It could just be they're just different.
Is it just like the constant, like your phone going off in your pocket, you're annoyed that it's vibrating?
I don't know, you can set it on mute.
It doesn't have to be because you're siding with him.
Because I get it. I'm not that type of person either. And that's why maybe there's just, they're too different.
I'm going to start texting you, let you know that I'm safe. And you're going to see how special that is.
I'm going to turn off my notifications right now. Anytime you have a problem, slide into our DMs. I don't know if we're helping out much or just fighting on air, but Mark, not his real name, sent us a message about a woman he started to date who he says, quote, is constantly texting him about where she's going. Made it to my location. I'm here type thing. He said it's getting to be a bit much, and he's wondering if he should, quote, cut bait.
Is it different if it were your kids? Let me just ask you that. We haven't agreed on this all morning, so I'm trying to take a different stance.
Oh, if it was my kids, I'm going to be tracking them. That's different. You can check in all you want, but guess what? Mama's already got all your info on my phone.
So because they're not married, you don't think that level of like love and care
is still there? No, because I told Art and I have never done this. We don't share locations, nothing, unless it is like a big trip. If I'm going to go out with the girls or something, then I will. But if I'm just running to Target, hey, me again, at Target, it's the last thing I need him to know is that I'm back at Target, okay?
What if you're leaving your house going to, like, let's say Boots in the Park? You going to text him?
No.
Hey, no?
No.
At a ginormous event like that?
No. No. And I'm not going to text him I'm on my way home either, unless I'm going to stop and get Panda Express. I'm like, you want some orange chicken too?
Insane.
626 tried to call me out too. You're not the only one. Says Kelly, maybe she's constantly giving him the updates so that he won't be suspicious that she's seeing someone else. I'm sorry. You can text that you're at a location. Doesn't mean that you're actually there unless he's tracking her.
I didn't think of that angle of it.
Yeah. I might be more suspicious. Really?
Wow, there's so many layers
to it. Why have you been there for so long then?
See, and I think, again, this is why the whole tracking thing is good to have. Just make sure you have each other's locations.
Ken in Riverside, what are your thoughts on the DM dilemma?
Primarily when we go somewhere separately, whether it's a short distance, long distance, no news is good news type thing. But at the same time, if she's going to go with her girlfriends and they're going to go to the river, or let's just use that for an example. I mean, yeah, I'm gonna want to know that you're there okay type thing like that. Or if it's a long flight, either one of us, we always, you know, when we land, we always say, hey, landed, everything's good, you know. But really, no news is good news, you know.
I'm with you. Long distance, I will check in. Made it to my destination. If I'm just going to go quick have lunch with my girlfriends, I'm probably not going to send you a text that I got there. I'll just see you back at the house.
Yeah, I don't need to know that you made it to lunch safely.
That's crazy. Why would you not want to know if your loved one made it to where they were going? The power of the cell phone, we took this for granted, what, 30, 40 years ago of not being able to contact somebody when they were going somewhere. Now we can easily, you could easily just talk into your phone, ask them a simple question, and they can reply back.
Yeah, but back then, how many times was there actually something bad that happened?
I'm sure tons of times.
Yeah,
and there's still bad drivers back then.
If you start that precedent of, okay, text me when you get there, and then let's say she forgets, now you're in full-blown panic mode. Oh my God, she crashed on the way to Sprouts.
You can text her if she forgets. There's times where I show up to work and I totally forget. And my wife will text me, hey, you good? Did you make it? Oh yeah, sorry, I started working early and blah, blah, blah. So there's always an option of either way to text.
You know, people are different.
Great point, Ken. I think that's what we're finding out in today's DM Dilemma. Greg and Rancho, what are your thoughts?
I got one thing to say to that guy. Run like the wind, bullseye.
You think this is a red flag?
It's the tip of the iceberg. It's only going to get worse from there. So might as well save himself the frustration down the road.
Where's it going to lead to? Why is it going to get worse?
He won't be able to do anything. He'll go to Home Depot and she'll want to know how long and why he's there. And
what aisle are you in?
She obviously knows why he's there. He's going to go fix something.
Yeah, and then she's going to say, oh, well, you're meeting your girl or your side chick. You know, it's only going to get worse from there.
Meet me in the power drills.
Can you get those at Home Depot?
Yeah.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Just in case. That's why I need to have 4 extra pairs of pants, 3 extra sweatshirts, and God knows how many pairs of chonies that I'm going to be packing for this weekend. We're both going out of town this weekend, and we've been comparing packing stories. You are the total underpacker. Pretty much you forget everything.
I will pack whatever I can fit into my bag.
And everything else you just rely on other people to have.
And then I say, hey, do you have this or that?
And I am the opposite. I am your typical overpacker. I got to make sure that in case something happens, I have four extra pairs of pants.
We really need to lean on each other for this because I should overpack for this trip and you should underpack because you're getting on a plane and you don't want to have to check a bag. You just want to have a carry-on.
Right.
For me, I have my wife, my two kids. We're driving. We have a big truck that we could fit everything in. So there's really no reason for me to underpack.
Yeah. Now, my big thing is I want to take a carry-on because when I land on Sunday, that's Colt's very first flag football game. And I don't want to be late to it. His game's at 1:40. I land at 1:05. So in my mind, that's cool. I'm landing in Ontario. I have my carry-on. I'm off the plane. I'm at my car because I'm going to drive myself. So I have my car there. And I'm going to go straight to his game. If I check a bag, I'm worried I'm going to miss everything.
Yeah, because you're waiting an extra 20, 25 minutes for that thing to come out on the conveyor belt.
Right, and it's the very first game. I can't miss it.
Gosh, that's tight. Did you check the route from Ontario to the field where they're playing?
Yeah, it's like 20 minutes. Like, it's going to be perfect timing for me to get off the plane, go to my car, and I will get there right when the game starts.
The only thing that worries me, knock on wood, you're flying up to Portland, Oregon, and they've got a storm coming in.
They do. I fly out in snow.
I'm praying and fingers crossed for absolutely no delays.
But that's the other thing with it is I'm heading to where it is very, very cold. The clothes are a little bit bigger if you have to pack for colder weather. So trying to get it all in my carry-on, I'm nervous that I'm not going to be able to do it. So I need to lean on you and your packing ways to give me some tips
to fit
everything into my carry-on.
Okay, so it's going to be cold. So you'll obviously need a puffier big jacket, which is going to take up a lot of room in your suitcase.
Right.
Let's wear that on the plane, okay? Even if it gets too hot.
Joey from Friends.
If you get too hot, just take it off under your feet, on your lap, whatever you got to do.
Okay.
That's the only jacket you can bring. Okay?
What?
Because I know you'll want to be the fashionista. You'll want to have a couple different ones to show off.
I have to go to the office up there. But I have to go to a concert.
Then you need to find one that's going to fit all of those places, okay? If it's casual, if it's dress up, you have to find one that will fit.
Okay.
I get it. You can bring a couple pairs of pants if there's snow there, extra socks. You might get wet. Or you can bring maybe two of each and then just blow dry back in the hotel room and dry them off like that. How important is brushing your teeth?
Very.
Okay, so maybe find a place to put a toothbrush.
Those aren't that big. Toothbrush I'm okay with. I could throw that in my purse.
How much makeup and hair product do you bring?
I'm going to need some makeup.
Maybe we try the all natural look up there in Portland.
Okay, maybe I don't take any of your tips. Do you have any good packing tips?
Just promise me once you get there, you'll text me and let me know that you made it safe.
I won't. Packing solutions. We got them here on K-Frog. Anthony and myself both getting ready to go out of town this weekend. You're going to be driving, so I feel like you have a little more leeway when it comes to packing.
Yeah, I could do 3-4 suitcases on my own. It's not going to matter because it's just going to be thrown in the truck bed. But with you being on an airplane and you're on a strict time schedule, you're really hoping to just get by with having a carry-on.
And last time I did this flight to Portland, because we have a sister station up there, I was able to do it in a carry-on as well because I was trying to get home for Carter's baseball game. But it was summertime, and I was only there for 2 days. I'm going to be there for 3 days now, and it's wintertime. It's cold. Like, not California cold, like Portland, Oregon cold.
Yeah, they got a storm up there in the Pacific Northwest right now, too. So hopefully,
watching the Weather Channel.
And you know what? I'm watching this for you.
Right.
Because I want you to make it to your son's first football game. That's big.
I do, too. But I'm just terrified that I'm not going to be able to fit everything into my carry-on. Deanna and Marietta, do you have any advice as far as my packing?
I've got a solution. I'm trying to help Kelly out with her packing. She needs to get the air bags where you can suck the air out of them. She could put her big floofy jacket in there and the compression bags and then suck all the air out of it and flatten it. It'll be flat as a packed cake in her suitcase.
What do I have to pack to get the air out, though?
Nothing. You stick. So you go to Amazon and they have the bags and they have the vacuum in the little packaging, too, that you can get. There's different size bags, but stick your jacket, the big old bulky thing in that bag, sit on it, right? And you suck all the air out, just like when you buy packages from Amazon, when you get like a new shirt, you know, with the air is all sucked out of it. You're going to do that. And then you're going to stick it in your suitcase, and you can do that with all your clothes.
Okay, I am checking that out. Can Amazon get that here by tomorrow?
And then you can travel with that? Like, she can do the same thing when she's leaving Portland coming back?
Absolutely. The little vacuum thing is like the size of a fist.
Okay, so I can pack it in my bag. 951 says, if you're going to be packing, make sure you roll your clothes. Think like a taquito instead of folding them. Oddly enough, you can fit more in your suitcase. Don't ask me why. I don't know.
I can see that. Makes sense. 909 saying, try to wear layers. Take a very large purse because you're allowed a small carry-on bag along with a purse. The problem with the layering, though, is that's what I'll do too, especially if you're going somewhere cold, but it's a little warmer here. I'm right. sweating on the way to the airport, in the terminal, on the plane, and then it's not until I land where I actually need all those clothes.
I can just see you sweating going through TSA. You're like, sir, are you trying to hide something?
No, it's just really hot. It's the three jackets I have on.
The fact that I don't want to check a bag, that's the only thing I'm hiding right now.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.